Welcome back to the Bad Podcast. Another great episode coming to you another week. B, what are we talking about today, my brother?
We're going to talk about taking action with urgency. So I got a quote here by Og Mandino, all right, motivational speaker. I will act now. I will act now. I will act now. Henceforth, I will repeat these words each hour, each day, every day, until the words become as much a habit as my breathing. And the action which follows becomes an instinctive as the blinking of my eyelids.
That's intense, man.
Yes, sir.
Let's get it.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles. Mental battles.
Hey, man. Eat some air for life, baby.
What it be like? What it look like? Another episode of the bar. Dang, I said the wrong podcast. That's I'm gonna talk about that later with my DJ. No, but anyway, bad podcast. And look, me and the three letter B words with podcast. It's all going together. But another episode of the bad podcast, man. In here with my brother Brad, Uncle Brad. Some call him man. We feeling good, feeling great. And it's daylight. You guys see, it's not nighttime with the backdrop. We got a little daylight action, man, and we're super excited. Before we jump in, want to catch a comment, man. See if we can throw somebody a shout out. Let's see here. We love the comments, and we really appreciate you guys. So someone says, this is Anna Hine says, first podcast I've ever listened to. I'll be back. Thank you for all your encouragement, Brad. I'm a teacher too, and I know how hard it is to leave all your adopted children. You'll never know what a huge impact you have on them, but I hope you can get a glimpse of that. That is awesome. Thank you so much. That goes back to last week. If you missed last week's episode, you're going to go back and find out the Did You Know bomb drop. And I'm going to ask, B, anybody catch that? And
oh, yeah. I received quite a few messages, all positive.
Good.
All positive messages and you know, just very heartfelt messages. So yeah, a lot of people reached out and said, hey man, I caught that end of that podcast. That was hot.
Nice. I love it. We appreciate you guys, man. Leaving comments and we encourage you to do so. Actually right now, man, drop a comment. If you're watching live, you know, drop a comment, hit a like, hit a subscribe, hit a share, because we want to bring you good stuff every week, man. And I think we do that, B. So let's jump in, B, man. That quote, man, I'm still coming off that quote. You might want to hit it again.
I'm going to hit that again.
Let's do it.
I'm gonna skip that first part because this gives a little repetition, but I will repeat these words that I will act now each day, every day, until the words become as much a habit as my breathing, and the action which follows becomes as instinctive as the blinking of my eyelids. Man, I've already blinked 5 times.
Right.
Man, you know, and so the reason I wanted to talk about this today is because I had a conversation with a coworker, and this person, I'm not going to even mention if it was a man or a woman. This person has always sort of followed my traveling journeys. They've always followed my E2M journey. And they sort of have that envious feeling where they want to sort of live in my life. They want to live that lifestyle. And I asked them, I said, well, what are you waiting for? And they said, well, you know, the stars haven't really aligned. I'm waiting for life to settle down. And I'm waiting to have the chaos be extinguished out of my life. And I'm going to tell you something. All right. If you are the type of person that's waiting for the stars to align, baby, you are going to be prepared to wait an eternity. You're going to be left behind, sitting on your hands. You're going to become another statistic of, hey man, I wanted to do this. I wanted to do that. But here I am, 30 years has passed, 40 years has passed, 50 years has passed. And I never had the courage to get out there and take action.
Yeah, bro. So I'm the opposite. I'm a jumper, bro. Like, yo, I don't even need to see what's on the other. Like, I jump. My family, they know that. I claim that 100%. I'm an opposite, bro, because I realized a long time ago, man, that, like you said, the stars never align. There is never a good time to do anything, man. You literally have to take that step. That's so, you know, it's so counterculture, man, because, you know, there is some calculation involved. Some, you know,
I don't
think I'm reckless or anything, you know, I'm not crazy. But when it comes to opportunities, a lot of times we fall back, we hold back. Because, like you said, we're waiting for that moment, man. You know, we're waiting for that. You know, I think about double dutch. You know, when you're waiting for your spot to jump in, you know, you see people. A lot of people just waiting, man. They're just bouncing and waiting, and they're not jumping in, man, and getting that party started, man. So that's super crazy. That's super, you know, important to bring that out. And then I'll be honest. I mean, when it comes to your world travel and stuff, I'm definitely on the sideline watching. I mean, there's no envy to start. I'm just watching.
I get that. You know, it's not for everybody. But there's a lot of people out there that are envious of that life, and they want that life so bad. But yet, like you said, they're not willing to jump into the double dutch, you know. And you know, I'm going to piggyback off that calculated risk thing. You know, I'm the same as you, Dwayne. Like, I calculate the risk. Is it worth it? The risk reward. You got to you got to teeter that, and then you say, yes, this is going to be worth it, right? So, you know, we're getting the Eager to Run campaign off the ground, all right. And there's a lot of ins and outs of this, and I'm in cahoots and discussion with our guy Jeff, and you know, I'm trying to get all the legalities, and I'm trying to get all the logistics and all these things. But I'm that kind of guy, just like you, that man, you can't clip the wings of an eagle. I'm ready to soar, baby. I'm ready to fly. And man, it's hard for me to slow down, but you know, you have to find that middle ground, so to speak, because man, you can't clip the wings of an eagle, but also you have to be willing to take that jump. You know, and man, just kind of a sidebar and one of those shameless plugs, man, Eager to Run is going to be lit. Right, moving on. No more info.
You know,
that,
So what's cool about that, and you even mentioning that, is you know, because we are who we are, but Boss Man is very calculated, man.
Yeah.
Very, what they call it, monotono, whatever the word. Y'all know I don't like school, but I tell him all the time, man, like, if I had the stuff that he had in his hand, you know, because a lot you guys don't even know or see, and he just slow roll that thing out, bro. Yeah. Like, he's super calculated. Like, I'm like 0 to 100. Like,
yeah.
I got an idea. Boom, let's make it happen. We just thought about this before we hit record. Let's do it. Like, I wait for nobody. I don't need no. You give me permission. Hey, that's cool. Let's go.
Right. But
there is something to that as well. You know, we're talking about, you know, not, you know, right now, which that does apply, but there's a balance to that as well. Yeah. Like you kind of got into. But I just want to shout out Boss Man for just having that zen-like balance and patience, man. And when I mentioned it to him, he was like, you know, this ain't my first business, bro. Like, I was what you were talking about, you know, so I know exactly what you mean. But shout out Boss Man on that.
Yeah. No, like you said, man, he's cool, calm, and collected.
Yeah,
you
man.
Know, so I everything on this podcast that I like to preach, it's all relatable to my life. And so I got a sort of a morbid, extremely sad story. So I worked with this guy for 7 years, right? Back in my county days. And this guy had the opportunity to retire at 55 years old. And the county offered him X amount of dollars to stay on for an extra so many years. So every year it was an extra like 5% added on to his retirement, right? So he was going to do another 5 total years. So you take that as an extra 25% on his retirement. So like huge money, right?
Sure.
Well, it calculated out to be, I don't know, a couple $1,000s a year more than what he was going to get in the first place. So he makes it the first year. Oh, okay, I'm still in good health. He makes it the second year. I'm still in good health. Third, fourth year, I'm still in good health. Now, what happened halfway through that fourth year, man, this individual, he took a slip and hit his head. All right, boom, done. Lost his life that day. He never got to experience retired life. Now this can be applied. This way of thinking can be applied to your fitness. It can be applied to your work life, your relationship, just life in general. Okay. Right. Because, you know, I'm not going to say he was procrastinating to live his life. Okay. I'm not going to say that he was holding back. I'm not going to say he was contemplating or overanalyzing any of that stuff. I'm not going to say he was doing that, but man, if you're sitting back on your heels, waiting for life to come to you and waiting to go out there and just get life's full experience, man, procrastination is a killer. All right. And this guy, he was a good friend of mine. And, that one slip and that one fall and, you know, and maybe it would have happened. I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't have happened if you were to retire at 55 years old, but you know, you sit there and you wait for your, like I was saying, the stars to align. And, you know, he gets that package deal, but he never got to see that package deal because he didn't make it that long. Wow. Man, sad stuff, brother.
No, man, that's tough.
It's different.
Yeah, it does, man. It does because, you know, just like you said, man, the grand, like in the moment, it seems cool.
Yeah.
Wait, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, not taking that opportunity to enjoy retirement. That's a new goal, man. You know, Jeff talked about it now about, you know, getting healthy so that you can enjoy retirement. So retirement isn't, you know, a drag, you know, and be able to travel. And I have to shout out Miss Karen. Miss Karen is retired. She show up at all.
Yep.
And you know, she living her best life retired, man. Yep. So that's one of those instances where, you know, she didn't wait, you know. I don't know, you know, any particulars with her job, but you know, when she was able to get out, she got out and now she's living it up, man. Yep. And and we always put stuff off, man. That's so that hits so hard, man.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to enjoying stuff. You know, it's like we put it off, man. We need that time. We need to enjoy, you know, the stuff. You know.
Well, Dwayne, if you think about it, what are your best years? The best years of your life are the years you're working your life away. Yep. And when you get to that retirement, you get to 55, 60, 62, whatever it is, 65. All right. I'm not going to say those aren't your best years, but you're coming down off that pyramid. Okay. Mm-hmm. You've already hit the pinnacle of your life. You're on the downslope of things. So man, if you know, take action. I wanted to look up this stat because I heard something along the way of how many years you live after retirement. And there's a, let me see here, 38% chance that you'll live for 20 more years after you retire. 38% chance. Man, if you're willing to leave your life to that kind of percentage, if you're willing to wait, all right, it's sometimes, like you said, it seems like it will pay off if you wait. I'm going to tell you right now, if you delay to take action, it's going to be too late by the time you do take action. How many people do you know wait until they get that phone call? How many people do you know wait until they get that bad news before they start taking some urgency in their lives? How many people do you know that start taking action once they receive that phone call? Hey, you know, you have high blood pressure. Hey, you know, your cholesterol's through the roof. Hey, you know, you have your heart's starting to regress. Mm-hmm. Okay, now I'll take action. It may be too late by then, Dwayne.
Yep. No, legit, bro. And that call is real, man. That call, that's a real call. And especially, like you said, when you talk about your health and taking care of yourself, you know, the time is now.
Yeah.
You know, I made a post yesterday, you know, said, hey, where do I start? And I used two arrows and I said, right here, like right now, this is when, mm-hmm. you know, you know, we come up with our, like most people listen to this when they're in the car, when they're kind of doing something else, and you come up with your best ideas when you're riding or you whatever. For me, it's definitely in the car, and all those ideas are great, but how many people ever start those ideas, man? Look, I hate to go there, but there's some $1 million ideas that somebody had in a car that they didn't do nothing about. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah.
Because they were procrastinating. They didn't want to start. They didn't want to take the first step, you know, and they didn't know when to or any of that, man. Mm-hmm. So hopefully this will inspire you as you listen.
Yeah.
time is now, man. For real.
Those initial steps are the scariest. You talk about taking a swim in a cold pool. What's the hardest part? Getting in the pool, leaping, taking that jump, that leap of faith. That's the hardest part. But once you get in there, you start taking those strokes. It gets easier the further that you progress.
Yep.
All right. So, man, the further that you progress in life and the longer that you set your action on the back burner, the window of opportunity starts to do this. And it starts to shrink. Now you can open that window of opportunity back up by diving in there and start taking those strokes, start taking those reps. All right. We can't be selective to what we take action on. Too many of us selective urgency. Too many people have selective urgency. You can't be selective when it comes to urgency. You have to operate. You have to operate with urgency today.
Yes.
Tuesday. Thursday, Friday, Sunday, every single day of the week, you have to operate with urgency. If you put 2 feet on the ground this morning, guess what, Dwayne? You have an opportunity at your fingertips, right at your feet. You have an opportunity. If you're able to put 2 feet on the ground and get air in your lungs, you have an opportunity.
Yes, sir.
Get it. Go out there and get it, man. Hey, I just did a workout the other day sometimes, you're talking about in the car when you come up with $1 million ideas. I don't come up with $1 million ideas while I'm working out, but I just have those things that like, oh man, this is good. This is good. Mm. So I'm working out the other day, and this is the way every single person on this planet should act. Okay. First day energy, last day urgency. Okay. You think about the first day that you meet your wife, you meet your spouse. Okay. You think about the first day that you're doing a fitness challenge. You think about the first day that you're taking on a new job, man, you got some enthusiasm. You are excited, right?
Yep.
Think about this. Think about the other side of the token. It's your last day on this planet. Are you just going to sit on the couch and watch Netflix, or are you going to get up with some urgency and say, you know what? I want to take advantage of this day. So first day energy, couple that, pair that, okay? Bond that with that last day urgency. Mm. That's how each and every person that's listening to this podcast right here, right now, Dwayne,
that's
how you need to act on a daily basis. Man, I'm
looking for the air horns, man.
Hey, man, I get into tangents. I'm getting goosebumps over here because I work in a place with people that I absolutely love, and they talk about, hey, Brad, I'm starting the program again on Monday. We're talking, they're telling me that on a Wednesday. What happened to Wednesday? What happened to Thursday? What happened to Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Right.
Why are you waiting until Monday? My mother, I love her dearly. I love my mom dearly. Mama. She's a Monday warrior. Okay. We need to be today warriors, Dwayne.
Yes, sir.
Don't be Monday warriors. Don't be next week warriors. Be today warriors. Be today warriors, Dwayne. That's what I'm saying, man. That's all I got to say.
I love it, man. No, that speaks on so many levels, bro. That first day, last day. Mm-hmm. That's another t-shirt, bro. I'm going to go ahead and tell you. Right?
I like that. First day energy, last day urgency. If this was your last day on the planet, you got the phone call. Dwayne, today's your last day. Tomorrow, you won't be here tomorrow, Dwayne. What are you going to do today? You're going all in, man. You're going all out.
Listen, look, my mind, people can relate, man. I have a 90s to 2000 hip-hop mind. So I went immediately to the 24 Hours to Live by the Lox. It's explicit lyrics, so just so you know. But 24 Hours to Live, man, that's where I went. And then I also went to a Jay-Z song where he says, treat your first like your last.
Mm-hmm.
Your first day like your last day. And it was supposed to be his last rhyme where he was just saying that the same intensity, the same excitement for the first day, and then the intensity that you just mentioned, knowing it's your last time stepping up to the mic, man. And that should be our everyday approach, man, when it comes to anything and everything, man. Mm-hmm. And to have that, continue to have that passion, that passion of the first and the passion of the last, man. Because that's something right there, man. And then, we don't have as many people in the Fayetteville area as the Buffalo area, but when I do run across E2M folks, that is the verse. I'll be back.
Well, at my school, the place that I work at, I would say close to 50% of the staff is on E2M or has done E2M at some point, probably 40%. And out of that 40%, Dwayne, I'm telling you, if I go 3 days without somebody telling me, hey Brad, you know, I've been struggling, but hey, Monday. When Monday gets here, Brad, I'm all in. I'm all in. I'm like, it's Tuesday. It's Tuesday. Come on.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. It's something about the reset, man. I mean,
yeah.
And I get it, you know. I understand you want a fresh start, you know, because but what people don't, especially what I what makes me like super curious is people that are new to the program. They think that, you know, okay, I fell off. Because I see the messages now, you know, so I'd be like, do I need to go back and do week one, you know, and week two circuits? Like, no. You jump in right where we are, and so you're with the rest of the family. We continue to go, man. And so a lot of people feel like they got to go backwards and all of that. Same way with E2M, you start where you are now. Same way with life. You start where you are now, you know. You say, hey, you know what? I'm going to get back on it. I hadn't been to the grocery store. What can I do? I can find somewhere healthy to eat tonight. I can get chicken and beans from anywhere, any restaurant. Every restaurant is going to serve you protein and a vegetable. Unless it's McDonald's, because I checked. Them jokers don't have no vegetables. Zero.
Man.
McDonald's, they only got is lettuce. And they I don't even know if that's lettuce.
It's, like, it's that iceberg, baby.
Yeah, man. So that's the only place you can go and not get protein and a veggie. I know I checked because my girls like McDonald's. But anywhere else, man, you can get a protein and a veggie, man. And so you can start right now. You don't have to. You don't have to meal prep. You don't have to, you know, cook your meals. You know, shout out to Cliff, man. He always cooking his meals and showing up on Sunday, man. They look good too. Yeah, bro. He go in, man. But you don't have to do that to start. You don't have a waist trimmer. Don't worry about it. Put a hoodie on. Just work out in regular clothes.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? Like, so a lot of people have so many excuses why they want to start. I'm gonna go buy this. I'm gonna go get it. No, start now. Start today. You listening? You watching? Start today, man. For real. Let's get it.
Yeah, no doubt, Dwayne. You know, and I'm not going to drag this on. I know we're starting to close the window here a little bit, but we need to make that action just as much a part of us as blinking our eyelids. Just like that quote said. And you know, I don't know how many times you blink in a day, but I know it's a lot. Mm-hmm. I know it's a lot. And anytime you blink those eyes, just make that a constant reminder of, hey, I blinked. Okay, I get a fresh start. I blinked. Yep. I get a fresh start. And you talk about those fresh starts. Yeah, you know, it's in our minds. We've been trained over a long period of time. Okay, Monday's a refresh. Guess what? Every time that you are able to wake up in the morning, you have a fresh canvas. Get your brush, put the strokes on the canvas, paint whatever picture that you want your life to look like.
Yes, sir. I love it. I love it, man. Yeah. All right, brother.
Let's do it.
Let's get into the did you know of this week. Here we go. Or do you know, I guess, is the right word.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Okay. So I kind of came in a little early. But the do you know for me this week is, and I don't, I may have already shared it, but last 10 years, about to be 10 years now, I have been a content creator for a podcast and podcast network that I developed called The Bar Podcast. Originally started out interview style, a theological podcast where I interview seminary professors and pastors and authors and things like that. So a lot of people don't know that, but that is a do you know about me? And it actually still going. I don't get to do it as much because surprisingly, I had this new job I have keeps me really busy.
Really,
and so I even have like guest hosts now and replay old episodes. But for the last, I'm not new. So for all those that are watching, I'm not new to podcasting. I've been doing this for the last 10 years, developed a podcast and a podcast network with over 20 different podcasts. All of them are different. It's still running. Most of those folks are still going. So that's the do you know or did you know about me, man? I'm not a rookie at this thing.
I've listened to the Bar Podcast. I've listened to that stuff. I got a t-shirt. I got a Bar Fit tee.
Yeah,
that's old school, baby. I'm never letting that thing go. It's going right, baby, because I'm keeping that for a life.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. It's but we had a spinoff of Bar Fitness when I joined E2M and changed my life. Yep. I kind of created this own little separate brand, and after my contract with the big man, we had to part ways with the brandage to make sure that I represent the E2M fam at all times. But there are some, like Brad says, some memorable memorabilia out there floating around. What's ironic is about Boss Man wears the
I know
all the time,
all the time. Oh.
Listen, man. Hey, I can make some money off this endorsement right here, man.
No doubt.
But nah, he blesses me. I ain't even going front. It's covered. So I do have to. I joke with him. I was like, bro, you wear that thing more now. I think you're just doing it out of
a little poke in the bear.
Yeah, a little poke, man. But no, man. I'm super grateful for my opportunity here, man, and just the ability, man, to do something I love. To talk to my brother as much as I do, man. This is a dream come true. And you guys, man, your feedback is amazing. So many people came up to us during the meetup, said they love the podcast. Like that, for me, you know, I've been known in the group, you know, but for people to say they actually love the podcast, it speaks to just a deeper side of me, because that's kind of been my baby, man. So big shout out to y'all, man. I'm not going to hold no longer B. Let's get out of here, man. Anything else you want to say before we slide out?
Let's take this train home. We're going home, baby.
Let's go home, man. Remember, every time you blink is a new beginning. Let's get it.